بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, we find ourselves once again in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. Rabi' means spring. Rabi'ul Awwal, Rabi'ul Thani, the first spring and the second spring. When they named this month Rabi'ul Awwal, it was named during the season of spring. And it is a month and a season that we look forward to. Both the month Rabi'ul Awwal, why? It gives us an opportunity to study the seerah and the beautiful life of the greatest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the season is something we look forward to. In the season we find that the flowers are blossoming, and we find that the atmosphere is a beautiful one. It is a lively one. Things come to life. In this month of Rabi'ul Awwal, we revisit our relationship, our love, and the closeness that we share with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many programs that take place, many talks that are given, many advices that are held, many jalsas that take place. All of these are aimed at what? Are aimed at encouraging us to adopt a certain aspect or two or three or more from the beautiful life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Most importantly, it is a month wherein we revive our love and we refresh our love and our muhabbah for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we look at the demands of love, you have a relationship with a person and that relationship is based on love. That relationship has certain demands on you. It makes certain demands. Or let me not use the term demand, but there are certain natural results that follow a relationship that's based on love. Natural, with emphasis on the word natural. There are results that follow, results that flow from that relationship, and they do so naturally. What are the demands of love, or what are the results that should follow from a relationship that is based on love? Today we look at our relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number one, it demands respect. You enjoy a relationship with your spouse based on love. You have a relationship with your parents based on love. You have a relationship with your siblings, with your relatives. And that relationship is based on love. The first demand of that relationship, the first result that should naturally follow from that relationship is respect. If there's no respect, there's no love. Or the love is not true love. The love is not a genuine love. So the first demand that that relationship makes is respect. Look at Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala majma'in. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in Madinatul Munawwarah. He is hosted by Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Ayyub has an apartment with an upper floor and a lower floor. He allows Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to occupy the lower floor. And he and his wife, they move to the upper floor of the apartment. At night, he's about to go to bed and he realized that we are going to spend the night above Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he realizes that that is disrespectful. How can we sleep above the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It was late at night. They did not want to disturb the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he decided that I'll have a chat with the Nabi of Allah the next day. But what they did do, they said, let's not sleep directly above him. So they shifted their bedding. And they moved to one corner of the upper apartment or the upper floor so that they are not directly above the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respect. Look at the level of respect they showed. Why? That was a natural demand of the love that they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the morning he comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Ya Rasul of Allah, I don't feel comfortable occupying the upper level while you are on the lower level. Let us switch positions. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-asfal arfaq bina. Oh Abu Ayyub, I'm going to receive guests. I'm going to receive visitors. People will want to visit me. It is more suitable to entertain them on the lower level than asking them to come up to the upper level. Abu Ayyub al-Ansari says, Ya Rasulullah, with all due respect, let me move out of the house. I cannot muster the courage to speak above you. Rasulullah SAW agreed. And Rasulullah SAW then moved onto the upper level. Respect. Now they had the physical self of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to express love to and to express their respect to. What about us? What does it mean for us? That was the acid test for them, to test their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The respect they showed, the reverence they showed, the dignity that they had given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the honor. You and I, we don't have Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam amongst us physically, but we have his sunnah. We have his teaching. We have his life. We have his legacy. So for you and I, we should respect every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the best way to show respect to the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to act upon those teachings. And if for some reason I'm not acting upon that sunnah, or I'm not acting upon that teaching, let me never ever disrespect any sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The moment I disrespect a sunnah, or I look down upon a sunnah, or I criticize a sunnah, or I have some skepticism regarding a certain sunnah, then that's a indication of the weakness of my love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because strong love, genuine love, will demand that I show great respect to the teachings and every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The second demand of love, not confined only to our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but that's the topic of discussion. What is the second demand, or what is the second result that naturally follows a relationship based on love? It is the willingness to sacrifice. Think about it. Why do you sacrifice for your parents? You sacrifice your comfort for your parents. You sacrifice your time for your parents. You sacrifice your health at times. You sacrifice your wealth. Why do you do it? It is a natural result of the relationship that you share with them, which is based on love. You sacrifice for your spouse. You sacrifice for your kids. What is the underlying factor? What is the motivating factor behind the sacrifice and the willingness to sacrifice? It is love. And that's a natural result of love. A natural demand of love. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, what can we say about the sacrifices that they had offered to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They sacrificed everything. Why? And they did it naturally. Because of love. It was the demand of love. It was the natural result that followed the love that they had for him. For you and I, how do we now express or fulfill that demand? By sacrificing our desires for the desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has wished something from you, has made a certain demand on you, and perhaps that demand or that wish contradicts your desire. It goes against what you want. So the demand of true love is what? You are going to sacrifice your own desire. You are going to sacrifice your own wish. You are going to sacrifice your own opinion for the sake of accommodating and practicing and fulfilling and acting upon the desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you can do that, and you do it naturally, at any point, at any stage in your life, you are faced with a situation in your life, and you have two options. One option is to do it the way you want to do it, and to carry out the way you want to carry it out. And on the other side, you have the desire, the wish of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Naturally, when you sacrifice and put aside your own desire for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have fulfilled the demand of love that relationship demands from you. Another demand of love is you love what is beloved to your beloved. You love what your beloved love. And I'll cite one example. Again, the seerah and the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is filled with such examples. There was a sahabi. He says that eating pumpkin was not a favorite dish of mine. I didn't really like it. Something I didn't really enjoy eating, pumpkin. A dish. Look to what extent they went to love what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, but one day I was having a meal with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I saw a Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was looking for the pumpkin, deliberately trying to locate the pumpkin in the dish. And I realized he loved it. He says, from that day onwards, pumpkin was my favorite dish. It became my favorite dish. Why? I saw that my beloved loved it. And because my beloved loved it, it became beloved to me. What are those things that are beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Let those things become beloved to me. Naturally it becomes beloved to you. Then you know that your love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is genuine, is a true love. So we claim to love, and inshallah, every one of us. Indeed, there is a certain degree of love that we have for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every one of us, some stronger than others. But the month of Rabiul Awwal gives us an opportunity to really study that love. It shouldn't be just another month of Rabiul Awwal that goes by and that goes past, and there is no improvement in my love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us use this month of Rabiul Awwal to enhance that love. That love is there, it exists. Let me use it to enhance it. But remember, with that love there are demands. So while you're enhancing the love, you are also considering whether I'm fulfilling the demands of those love, of that love, or I'm not fulfilling it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Just an announcement, brothers. Inshallah, from the 6th of November, not next week, the following week, we will go back to our normal Jumu'ah program timing. That is, Adhan will be at 12:15, followed by the khutbah, followed by the pre-khutbah talk, and then the khutbah and salah. Our normal Jumu'ah timing, that's not from next week, the following week, inshallah ta'ala, Musallis are encouraged to carry their own prayer mats. You might have noticed that we have removed most of the vinyl mats, so you are encouraged to please carry your prayer mat and also adhere to the other protocols, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.